Are we wrong about extraterrestrials? Every once in a while, I see scientists talking about finding alien planets, and at those times one of the things that pops up is talk about Dyson spheres. A Dyson sphere is described as an incredible structure which surrounds a star which was built by an advanced race of aliens who want to capture all the star's energy for their use. These scientists seem to think this is some kind of test which can be used to determine how far advanced an alien society is. Here is the Kardashev scale which determines the different stages of advancement. Kardashev was a Russian astrophysicist who developed the scale in 1963. Type 1, this civilization can harness all the energy from its home planet. We are not quite there yet. Type 2, a civilization which can harness all the energy from its star. This is where the idea of a Dyson sphere comes in. Type 3, this civilization has access to energy equivalent to all the energy in its galaxy. This was the last one Kardashev had. Other people have thought about this and added, Type 4, this civilization has access to all the energy in the universe. Type 5, same as Type 4 except this civilization can also access the energy from multiverses. Type 6, these aliens would be able to control time and space in addition to the above. They would have the power to create universes. Type 7, no one could understand this, so they couldn't even make a guess. Have we gotten much of this stuff wrong so far? Let's look at the idea of a Dyson sphere. First of all, every occasion of one I have seen pictures a metal ball of some kind wrapped around a star. Think about this, if a civilization was so advanced, why would they even do things this way? Any civilization this advanced would probably have other ways of getting the energy from their star. Maybe they would be drawing it off using some advanced means we can't even fathom. They are not going to get to work on building a shell which is hundreds of thousands or hundreds of millions of miles in diameter or even bigger. This would be one of the hardest ways to get the energy. Yet, this is going to be one of the things scientists have said they are going to look for. Since we don't even fit into a Type 1 civilization yet, how can we mere humans even imagine what a Type 2 civilization or above might be like, or if any even exist? We think we know what is going on when we see UFOs because we believe they are powered by an anti-gravity engine. While this could be true, it may not be. Some other type of propulsion which we have no understanding of could be in these machines. It is said we haven't been able to figure out how many of the so-called crashed UFOs even work. Could it be because they have nothing in them we would call an engine? How could this be? We have all heard about the reports of motherships and UFOs being released by them. It just might be the motherships control the UFOs by invisible beams of energy which the pilots of the machines can manipulate to make the ships go where they want. There has been plenty of talk about wormholes, but all most of us have been able to get out of that was they are some type of shortcut in space. What if wormholes are not what we thought they were and maybe don't even exist? Would there be any other way to get to somewhere instantly in space? We have talked about spooky at a distance, which refers to instantly change one atom into another at any distance, but there is something else no one has mentioned. Shortcuts might be able to be created by controlling time. You might ask how this could ever happen, and I know this sounds strange, but if you give it enough thought you might be able to see where I am coming from. The universe is constantly expanding, and if we could roll back time in our spacecraft when things were much closer together, then our move to where we wanted to go and then reset the time to the present, we would have traveled through space instantly. One thing which interests me is time travel. I can't help but think any civilization which achieves it would almost automatically be able to become the highest level possible because they would be able to go to the future as far as they want and adapt those inventions to their civilization after they found out about them and how they operated. Because of this, I tend to believe all races would become the optimal races after this invention. Advanced alien races should have perfect health and at least far longer lifespans than we have. Our lifespan would probably seem laughable to them. This would allow them to develop faster advancement since the scientists would have more time to develop their discoveries. Once they conquered their bodies, they would be able to move on to other things. Some humans talk about out-of-body experiences they had. Many people who have had alien experiences claim some of the gray aliens were able to paralyze them just by using their brains to do it. If they have brains more powerful than ours and we at times have out-of-body experiences, the aliens might be able to do this at will. There could be alien consciousnesses floating around us and we have no idea. Many people say they feel a presence or their dog keeps looking at a place in a room and barking. The paranormal people attribute this to ghosts, but what if the aliens are watching us on a closer level and we don't even know it? They watch us by hovering over our cities, bases and power plants, so they definitely are interested in us. Why couldn't we believe they are watching us by being even closer than we know? I don't believe all the different alien races have the same abilities, but I do think they are all much more advanced than we are if they are here. I wonder how you feel about what I have discussed. I believe we need to give more thought to some of the answers we have been given on the subject of UFOs and aliens and what types of civilizations they might have.